Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without your essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. Man, I was just in Hawaii and I had my Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie with me. And here's the deal. We're in and out of the water all the time, getting in to go spearfishing, getting out, taking the kids to the beach. I'm not going to mess around all day putting sunscreen on, then having to get washed off. I just run a hoodie. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. Many of you know Axis deer is considered to be the best tasting venison on the planet. I've been hearing that for years. And that those deer cause some ecological harm. Well, Maui Nui Venison is bringing those Axis deer to the market. So you can get some fresh cuts and sticks shipped to your door. Visit MauiNuiVenison.com. That's M-A-U-I-N-U-I Venison.com. Use promo code MEATEATER for 20% off your order.
It's a MEATEATER podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. I'm your host, Spencer Newarth, and today we're joined by Stephen Ranella, Chester Floyd, Corinne Schneider, Hayden Samick, Maggie Hudlow, Maggie Smith, and Corey Calkins. If you're not familiar, this is a 10-round quiz show with questions
it's
from
Calkins.
Is it Calkins?
No.
Calkins.
Oh, shit.
at least you didn't, like, interrupt me.
You threw off Spencer's groove.
Wait, rewind. Go back. It's just because we always fuck up our meat scientist guest name.
No,
Hey, are you going to read that letter from that guy that wrote that I sent you?
We get a lot of letters. Which letter?
The one where he's talking about, you know, how, like, he won't listen if I'm not here and he likes my fighting spirit and all that.
If we want to start reading listener letters about Steve's trivia attitude and people who listen or don't listen, I don't think you're going to like the ratio that we land on.
Well, that's why I sent you a specific letter.
Oh, he sent it to you? Oh, that's great. I love it.
Sorry, guys. Really derailed the episode.
If you're not familiar, this is a 10-round quiz show with questions from Meat Eater's four verticals, which are hunting, fishing, conservation, and cooking. And there is a prize. Meat Eater will donate $500 to the conservation organization of the winner's choosing. Now, this is episode 2 of our 3-part Meat Eater Trivia Championship. So, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, then pause this one and go back and play that one. All right, now everyone is caught up. Here's how this is going to work. 4 people from last week's show and 4 people from this week's show will move on to episode 3, where we'll crown a 2022 Meat Eater Trivia Champion. And just like with sports ball, I thought it'd only be right to reward those players who have shown regular season dominance. So, as the person with the second most trivia wins, I'm granting Stephen Ranella an automatic bid to the 3rd episodes. That means that there are only 3 spots up for grabs. Ooh. For you other 6 players. Now, Steve, I want to put you on the spot here. Between these other 6 people, who do you think will be the 3 that move on?
Dude, I'm not going to answer that.
You got it. Come on.
I'm not
That's where you draw
that.
The line in, like, hurting feelings?
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Where I draw the line of hurting feelings. When have I ever hurt anybody's feelings?
So you're not going to make a prediction?
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right. Steve doesn't know. Now, last week I asked Brody the same question. Brody didn't even have to think about it. Brody picked Giannis, Sean, and Rick to move on. So he got 2 out of 3 correct. Instead of Rick, Seth took the final spot in the trivia championship. How's the rest of the room feel? You guys think you're moving on? Is there anybody who's like, yeah, I'm already in that 3rd episode? Yeah, no?
I don't want to jinx myself, man.
Now,
just
going to
do our best.
In a previous game of trivia, We talked about whether it's correct to say holes in one or hole in ones. Kennedy Swan wrote in to say that the right way to phrase it is hole in ones, and her source is that she's a professional golfer. So, Steve, how does it make you feel to know that we have a professional golfer listening to the show?
I want to talk to our hosting platform, see if they can cut her out.
Please get on that. Kennedy Swan can no longer listen.
No, I'm joking. Listen, man, I was saying earlier, I don't hurt anybody's feelings. That was a joke.
Also,
no, I've explained. I'm super pro golf
because it keeps other people out of doing things.
You like occupied?
Sure.
I don't know.
That's a good way to look
outside,
at it.
Outside, getting healthy doesn't bother me. I don't wake up in the morning worried about golfers coming for me. It's like I'm super pro golf.
Also on a previous show, when talking about coonhounds, I said there were black or tan coonhounds, thinking it was two different breeds, not realizing there's just one breed called the black and tan coonhound. Thank you to every single coonhound owner in America for writing in to let me know
kinds?
I got that wrong. Yes, when I read black and tan coonhounds, I thought there were black coonhounds and tan coonhounds.
Oh,
I didn't know.
This guy's the host of the show.
A black and tan coonhound.
And this guy's hosting the show.
I know. It jeopardizes this whole thing.
Steve's feeling fiery today.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to shut up now, dude. Yes. I forgot about my pack.
And with that, we are on to Meat Eater Trivia. Play the drop, Phil.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You tend to win everything.
Game on, suckers!
Round two.
Hey, did you get the new markers?
I ordered them. I ordered them from Amazon the day we got done recording, but two-day shipping doesn't mean anything to them anymore. So hopefully by next week, we'll have them.
I spent all their money on Lord of the Rings. They can't afford two-day shipping anymore.
It's a good joke for probably a dozen listeners. I like it,
Thank
though.
Thank you. Please write it and let me know you liked it.
So we have new markers and erasers on the way. Question one, the topic is fishing, and as always, this will be multiple choice. And this first great question comes to us via Colton Malsik. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What was the world's most harvested fish in 2017? And this is measured in tons. Was it yellowfin tuna, sardine, Atlantic cod, or anchovy? Again, what was the world's most harvested fish in 2017? And this is measured by tons. Yellowfin tuna, sardine, Atlantic cod, or anchovy?
It's a great question, man.
Good question from Colton.
It's a great question.
Everybody good? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We got Steve saying sardine. Maggie Hudlow.
Sardinos.
Sardinos. Maggie Hudlow.
Spanish speaking.
Saying cod. Corey saying cod. Hayden saying sardine. Chester saying anchovy. Marge saying sardine. Corinne saying sardine. The correct answer is anchovy. I think Chester.
Oh, Cheddar.
That got it right.
A little fishy.
Yeah, Caesar salads, man. It's in a lot of stuff because I have to look for it.
Oh.
Well, it's got to be like for pet
imagine
food,
a lot of fish oil, things like that.
But that's why I made that. I was like, it's in more stuff than people would think because I have to look.
Good job, Chester.
There were
putting the molester back into Chester and molester like he's molesting my game.
There were nearly four tons.
I thought
that
nickname was gone. I thought it was done.
There's a PG, PG show here.
There were nearly 4 tons of Peruvian anchovy harvested in 2017, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. This is followed by 3.5 tons of Alaska pollock, 2.8 tons of skipjack tuna, and 1.8 tons of Atlantic herring. Your other three options of yellowfin tuna, sardine, and Atlantic cod were all in the top 10.
That's a great question.
Great question.
Good job. Question
Good job,
two.
Chester.
The topic is biology. How many months is the incubation period for a wild turkey? How many months is the incubation period for a wild turkey? Saw a few quick answers in the room, folks that knew this. Steve, you know this one?
we'll talk about later.
Chester had the quickest answer, I think, in the room. You know what, Chester?
You know what I wrote?
I don't. I just guess pretty much based off of what I've seen.
But. Again, looking for a number here. How many months is the incubation period for a wild turkey? Maggie, I've never seen so much erasing. Two questions in. Got an answer?
Yeah. No, you do. Is this a trick question?
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying one, Maggie saying five, Corey saying one, Hayden saying one, Chester saying one, Maggie Smith saying two, and Corinne
not
saying 7 weeks,
not answered,
which is not
an answer.
Not measured in months.
Oh, sorry.
The correct answer is one.
Oh.
What'd you write, Chester?
One.
We're neck and neck almost.
really quick, Steve, because he was writing an email. Steve, are you aware that you are making it to the finals no matter what happens?
You have a bye. Yeah, but why is that?
I'm letting you, because it, like if this
I'm not
were,
accepting that shit. I'm either gonna win my way in or not.
Ooh.
In sports ball, the two best teams will often get a bye, and so Brody got a bye on the first episode.
I didn't even know what that word was when you were using it.
What?
The bye.
A bye? That's new to you.
Listen, this is more sports.
If I can't win my way in, I'm not playing.
Okay. All right. Steve is not accepting the bye. We'll see if he needs it.
Yeah, is this
going to
backfire spectacularly?
Turkeys will, on average, lay 12 eggs, which takes a hen about 2 weeks to do. Once the final egg is laid, the incubation period begins, which lasts about 28 to 30 days. During this stretch, the hen will only leave the nest for very short periods to eat and drink, and unlike the other 11 months out of the year, she won't roost in a tree at night. Question three, the topic is public lands. This next great question comes to us via Caleb McLean. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What state has the most 14ers, which are mountains with an elevation of at least 14,000 feet? What state has the most 14ers, which are mountains with an elevation of at least 14,000 feet? Again, some fast answers in the room. We have a couple confident players. Does everybody have an answer?
I think I'm making a dumb mistake, but I'm going to stick with it.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Go with your gut.
Looking for the state.
Well, Megan's probably going to want to erase her answer and write another one.
Everybody have an answer?
In fact, she is erasing her answer. Right?
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve.
She's like, the more I think about it.
C saying Colorado. Maggie saying Alaska. Corey saying Colorado. Hayden saying Colorado. Chester saying Colorado. Marge saying Colorado. And Corinne saying Colorado. They got it. The correct answer is Colorado.
Can you maybe, when you go through the edit, Phil, can you maybe have him say Colorado?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Do you mind? Here's one you can
Jaguar.
Use.
Jaguar.
Colorado.
Got it.
You just fill it, you know what I mean?
Of course, yeah, I'll do that.
There are 96 14ers in America, all of which are west of the Mississippi River. Colorado has the most with 53. That's followed by Alaska with 29, California with 12, and Washington with 2.
And Illinois with 0.
Wait, is that like a South Dakota accent?
Colorado.
I don't know. I'm just getting it wrong.
Or is it
Illinois
of all
with
the
zero
14,
and Missouri with zero.
Fourteeners.
You know, Steve, I was getting a lot of feedback about the way you say Appalachia. People didn't like however that was coming off.
Well, what
tongue.
I do is I'll just stop saying it altogether.
That's right. I have no more use for the state where Denver is located. Question four. The topic is foraging. Huitlahoche is an edible mushroom that only grows on what plant?
What?
Bro, I had that before you stopped asking the question.
Huitlahoche is an edible mushroom that only grows on what plant?
What?
Huitlahoche.
You're shitting me.
You want me to spell it for you? Huitlahoche. Huitlahoche.
Now I'm worried I got it wrong.
Is an edible mushroom that only grows on what plant?
Son of a buck.
Like a very specific plant?
Like you'd be a general. As specific as you think you need to be.
A green one.
Like plants.
Trees. I don't know.
Like Huitlahoche.
Huitlahoche.
Man, that's tough.
Chester's pitching a perfect game. You think you got this one?
No, I don't have an answer yet, Spencer. Mm. I'm going to guess.
Hayden knew it right off the bat, but the rest of the room...
An edible.
I'm not very confident.
Phil, you might have to edit that, man.
Not going to happen. If I don't edit Steve out...
We got a lot of editing happening in this episode. Does everybody have an answer?
Dude, great question, but how could I just have, like... Well, yeah, it just seems like something I would have heard about.
Everybody good? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying, what does that say?
Pinion.
Pinion. Maggie Hudlow saying corn. Corey saying tree. Hayden saying corn. Chester saying fern. Maggie Smith saying cactus. And Corinne saying cactus.
Oh, yeah. We're in the same mental.
We have a correct answer in the room. It's corn.
Mm. Were you telling me that your mother used to pick that? No. Oh, Christine Sawicki's mom. Chester?
I just guessed and said fern.
Cuitlahoche is more commonly known as corn smut or corn truffle.
Oh, yeah,
it's a farmer's nightmare and a forager's dream that shows up when corn plants are stressed by events like wind, hail, or drought. For more on how to find and cook this mushroom, read my article in the meateater.com called The 12 Best Edible Wild Mushrooms.
God, man, that's embarrassing, man. Never even heard of it.
You don't know what corn smut is?
Mm-mm. Christine Sawicki's mother picks a bunch of it, and Christine told me about like eating it a lot when she was a kid.
Yeah, it's like a real delicacy in Mexico too. That's where the Cuitlahoche name comes from.
When I was in high school, I got in a fight with my girlfriend. She took my keys from my truck and whipped them way out into a cornfield.
You were probably wading through a seed of Cuitlahoche and didn't
never
even know
them.
It. Really?
Never found them. No, I had to walk home get the spares.
Did you even have any hope? That would be, that seems like an impossible task.
I looked. I could take you and show you the spot today.
Question five. We'll get a scoreboard update from Phil after this. The topic is conservation. Name one of the five most visited zoos in America in 2016. Name one of the five most visited zoos in America in 2016. And for the purpose of this question, I'm not counting Disney's Animal Kingdom or Busch Gardens Tampa. Those are theme parks.
I was so close to putting Busch Gardens Tampa.
Does everybody have an answer? Looking for one of the five most visited zoos in America in 2016. Phil, have you taken in Disney's Animal Kingdom?
I've been to Disney World one time. I did not go to Animal Kingdom, though.
Why not?
Time and money, man.
Not while you're there?
No.
Focus on the task.
Spent my time in Galaxy's Edge instead, hanging out with Chewbacca and Darth Vader.
Good on you. Does everybody have an answer?
Chewbacca and the Avengeables, yeah.
Yeah, that was the best ever.
Does everybody have an answer? Mm-hmm. Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying Bronx, Maggie Hudlow saying Smithsonian, Corey saying San Diego.
Oh, that's a good
Hayden
one.
Hayden saying San Diego, Chester saying Atlanta.
That's just because Chester's
Bronx,
playing a concert in Atlanta.
And Corinne saying Miami Zoo.
Promo
like,
early.
He's like, yeah, I'm trying to think of a city. Atlanta. I'm playing a show there.
Exactly. I'm like, what's a big city?
And if you want to see
I
that
have
show.
No idea.
The five most visited zoos are Lincoln Park Zoo, St. Louis Zoo, San Diego Zoo, Houston Zoo, and Columbus Zoo.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
I think I just got in first.
Lincoln Park Zoo was the most visited zoo in 2016 with 3.6 million visitors.
Dang.
That's followed by the St. Louis Zoo with 3.5 million, San Diego Zoo with 3.3 million, Houston Zoo with 2.5 million, and Columbus Zoo with 2.4 million. Just missing the top five are the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., which Maggie said, the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago, the Bronx Zoo in New York, which Steve said, the Como Park Zoo in Minneapolis, and the Denver Zoo. Accredited zoos support more than 2,500 conservation projects in 130 countries.
Dang.
You know, I might take that by.
I was going to say, man.
The more I think about it, now that I've had a minute to reflect.
We're halfway through the game of trivia. Give us an update, Phil.
Will do. With 1 point apiece, we have Maggie Smith, Maggie Hudlow, and Corinne Schneider. coming up next in the train is Steven Ranella with 2 points.
Oh, no. Still top four.
Corey and Chester have 3 points apiece, and Hayden Samick is in first place.
Nice job, Hayden.
Points.
Whoop, whoop.
What a game. Are you nervous at all, Steve?
Oh, shit, yeah, I'm nervous. What are you talking about?
Coming man? For you, Steve.
Spring is a great time to do something with your family. do some spring cleaning, which I kind of started today outside, planning outdoor activities, which I'm always doing, taking a little trip to Hawaii with your kids for spring break, which I just did, which was great. You know what else you can do for your family this spring? You can shop for life insurance with Policy Genius. Make that part of your financial planning for the year. I've said it before a thousand times. I'll say it again. When my wife and I, when we started having kids, we got serious about life insurance. And man, I felt so much better after we did. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Man, I've had a Helix sleep mattress for years, and man, that thing is nice. The Helix lineup, just comfortable. It feels good, and you don't get all like, it's not all like hot and sticky in the summertime. It's not cold in the winter. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/meateater and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. O'Reilly Auto Parts are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. I don't know if you stopped in at an O'Reilly lately, but I use one because we have one right not too far from my house. People there are super helpful. I don't care if I'm getting boat batteries, car parts, whatever. Love those guys. They got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you don't have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. If you need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you are a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts to be knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things do-it-yourself auto. You can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/meateater. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/meateater.
Question 6. The topic is hunting. This next great question comes to us via Joe Parnell. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What state east of the Mississippi River has the highest population of elk? What state east of the Mississippi River has the highest population of elk? Some very quick answers in the
Phil
room.
Phil put me down for one.
Including Steve. Steve, you know this? Looking for a state east of the Mississippi River that has the highest population of elk. Chester, how are you feeling about this?
Not great.
This doesn't help because I know where the...
You have an answer?
Sure.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying Kentucky. Maggie
talking about the jelly.
Saying Kentucky. Corey saying Pennsylvania. Hayden saying Kentucky. Chester saying Pennsylvania. Marge saying Pennsylvania. And Corinne saying West Virginia. The correct answer is Kentucky.
Dang it.
Kentucky has approximately 14,000 elk, which is more than every other state east of the Mississippi River combined. They nearly have as many elk as Nevada and actually have more elk than states like Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and California. Question 7. The topic is biology. How many legs do lobsters have? How many legs do lobsters have?
Do claws count as legs?
Not giving you any further information.
I gotta check. I gotta text my wife about something real quick. That's all.
Again, how many legs do lobsters have?
We were just staring at some lobsters.
You got lobsters upstairs?
No,
we were lobster diving, and we were even talking about like weird parts of lobsters, but I never even thought to take notice.
Yeah.
I bet it's an even number.
That's a 17.
It's gotta be 17.
Does everybody have an answer? How many legs do lobsters have?
Well, hey.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying 8, Maggie Hudlow saying 8, Corey saying 8, Hayden saying 6. Chester saying 8, Marge saying 6, Corinne saying 7. She went against the grain with an odd number.
Because it's not a leg.
Nobody got it right. The correct answer is 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lobsters are classified as decapods, which means they're 10-footed. The front two legs, which are also known as their pincers, are considered non-walking legs. The other four sets of legs, which are their walking legs, are smaller and located under the carapace. Question 8. The topic is fishing. This world-famous fishing lure, which is very popular among ice anglers, is named after a Nordic country, an unsightly skin condition.
Oh, dude.
Steve thinks it's a race. He was riding as quick as he could. He had to beat Hayden. Again, this world-famous fishing lure, which is very popular among ice anglers, is named after a Nordic country, an unsightly skin condition.
Yeah, my pen is so out that you're not even going to read my answer.
They are on the way.
We fish with these for bourbon.
What are you doing over there, Hayden?
Well, I'm not. Yeah, like, just like listening to Callahan over there.
He's trying to show off telling Corey when he's used these lures.
No. Corey and I have fished together with these.
Shh. One more time, this world-famous fishing lure, which is very popular among ice anglers, is named after a Nordic country and unsightly skin condition.
He likes them.
Does everybody have an answer?
Everybody else here. He doesn't like
to learn how to play the game.
He doesn't like the no one else.
You're doing great, by the way. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man.
I have no idea.
Thanks, Aiden.
I don't think
Does everybody have an answer?
No. Oh, yeah, buddy.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying the Swedish pimple. Maggie saying the Swedish pimple. Swedish pimple. Swedish pimple. Swedish pimple. Marge and Corinne without an answer.
No,
the correct answer.
Corinne wrote Danish what?
Danish blank.
Danish twist.
I like that. I can see catching some big old lunkers on a Danish twist.
Corey, did you change your
answer?
Sounds
like a pastry.
And the correct answer
is I thought you meant what you eat when you're ice fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a Swedish pimple.
What does that look like?
It's a type of spoon, basically.
It's like a spoon with like a little like red or yellow flapper thing.
What is the skin condition
like? Like a little silver. Looks like something you'd hang on an earring.
No, but
and the pimple is a little red. Finish it.
Well, sorry to all my fellow Minnesotans for getting that wrong.
That's the name of the fishing lure. It is
no,
a Swedish pimple.
No, I mean, what does the pimple look like?
It's a little red blade. I'm guessing it's like a little, there's a little red blade on
red,
top.
Yellow.
No, red, I mean yellow. The skin condition. What does the skin look
like? It looks like
pimple.
It's
infected.
You don't know what a pimple is?
Oh wait, are you asking if there's a skin condition called
the
having
Swedish
pimple. Pimples?
No.
It's the country plus the skin condition.
That's right.
Yeah.
Swedish
if
pimple.
If you had a Swede
then
with a
would,
pimple,
it'd be a Swedish pimple.
And you pointed to it.
Who's a famous person from Sweden? Do we know any?
Oh, that
he's from Denmark.
Greta Thunberg. There's one.
That's right.
Greta had a pimple, it would be a Swedish pimple. Swedish pimples have been used in Sweden for over 100 years to catch both freshwater and saltwater fish. The company highly recommends baiting Swedish pimples with the eye of a perch because they have a strong odor and require a hard bite for the fish to get them off the hook.
Who was recently comparing how many social media followers Greta Thunberg has versus someone her age who's one of the Kardashians? And he's like, what are...
What?
What are people actually interested in here?
Learn something about that. Phil, give us a scoreboard update. We have two questions left. And remember, the top four people are moving on to the championship episode.
That's right. And because of that little twist there, we actually have one, two, three, five people left in the game. We have Maggie Hudlow, who has 3 points. Steve, Corey, and Chester all have 4 points apiece.
Wow.
And Hayden is running away with it with 6 points currently. Jeez. So, wow. Maggie.
Nice, Hayden.
Well, here's the Maggie has a chance to slip in there.
Corinne and Marge are out of it, though. Yeah. They cannot get in the top four.
They still have 1 point.
Okay.
Kind of knew that was going to happen.
Are we not answering questions?
No, play along. Why not? Okay. Question 9. The topic is wildlife. This is our listener question of the week, which was won by Kanan Grove. For sending this great question, Kanan is going to get a signed copy of the Meat Eater Guide to Wilderness Skills and Survival. If you want a chance to win our listener question of the week, then send your question to trivia@themeateater.com. Besides a bald eagle, name one of the other 5 wild animals featured on an American passport. Besides a bald eagle, name one of the other 5 wild animals featured on an American passport.
I should have looked harder. Wow. Oh, man, that's a great question, man.
That is why it's our listener question of the week. Nobody knew this one right off the bat, so we're just getting some educated guesses.
Hey.
Marge believes that she knows this one. She knew this one right off the bat.
You just knew it flat out.
I was just looking at my passport the other day, I think.
Okay.
I'm changing mine.
I believe you. I'm Team Marge. I think you got it.
Can I get one more right?
Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answer. We have Steve saying American bison. Maggie saying bison. Corey saying bear. Hayden saying bison. Chester saying rattlesnake. Marge saying bison. Corinne saying wolf.
What?
The correct answers are bison, grizzly, seagull, salmon, and geese.
No rattlers.
Dang.
No rattlesnakes.
Are we giving that
geese
to Corey?
Geese even made
is,
it.
How is he in the, like, is there?
I mean,
it's very important that I get this correct.
The game is very tight right now.
There's
so.
7 species of bear in the world.
I didn't mean panda bear.
Listen, dude.
I don't know that it's good enough.
Really?
I like you more than Hayden does. However,
how can you quantify that?
I don't think we're gonna take bear. I think we need to be more specific.
I'm never taking you fishing again.
Were you imagining a bear?
Can we go fishing, Corey?
What kind of bear do you have in mind?
An American bear.
An American bear.
I don't think we're gonna take
it. As a player, Doug Dern offered if you ever need it.
Oh,
you
yeah, do, the lifeline.
Yeah, you do a pretty good job. But no, Doug Dern offered like a totally
neutral.
Like neutral, yeah. Which I don't believe.
Well, I think we'd have to not tell him who gave the answer.
That's a good point.
Right.
And then he could be neutral.
Did you call him?
Want to call
I
him
I think
up?
In this case.
But it's here's the thing. It's
friend.
A wildlife question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we're dealing like with brass tacks here.
So you would say no. It's not accepting bear.
It'd be a better trivia game if you said no.
We're saying no. The answer is no.
Sorry, Corey.
It does not count.
Why do they put a seagull on there?
You'll find a bald eagle on page.
That's a good point, because how many species of seagulls are there?
Right.
But there are only 2 bears in like North America, so he's just as
that's
right
not
as
true.
He's wrong. Really?
I mean, if you just
polar
said,
bears, well, grizzly yeah. bears, black bears.
Yeah.
I wasn't really counting polar bears, but I
well, it's North America and it's a bear.
Yeah, no, okay, sure. Okay, fine.
You'll find a bald eagle on page 3, 12, and 13, a seagull on page 11, bison on page 13, a flock of geese on page 16, and a grizzly eating a salmon on page 24.
Oh, yeah,
hey, you know, I got a question for you. Is there a person on there?
There are some humans.
So what if I was a smartass and wrote human? We'd have a fight on our hands, wouldn't we?
I wouldn't say it's a wild animal.
You said wild animal?
I said wild animal because besides those wild animals, an American passport also features images of oxen, longhorns, and horses.
Yeah. I know some humans that are kind of wild animals.
Pretty feral.
I know, I was going to say the same thing.
Phil, give us a scoreboard update. We have 1 question left to decide who the 4 people are that move on to our championship next week.
I love this. We've got Maggie Hudlow, Corey, and Chester. All with 4 points apiece.
Wow.
Steve has 5, and Hayden has 7.
Oh, wow.
So it could get rich.
Yeah. Oh. I think there's going to be a tiebreaker.
We could have a 4-person tiebreaker
to
determine who's making it. Hayden has already won it.
I could falter.
You could.
They could all rise.
Wow.
Question 10, the topic is cooking. This state officially lists chili as its state dish, jalapeno as its state pepper, pecans as its state nut, and tortilla chips and salsa as its state snack. What is it? This state officially lists chili as its state dish, jalapeno as its state pepper, pecans as its state nut, and tortilla chips and salsa as its state snack. What state is it? A lot on the line for this final question.
You talking about pecans, guys?
Oh, well, that changes it.
That changes it. Does everybody have an answer? Looking for the state.
It's getting hot.
Everybody good?
Yeah, wait, is it?
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying Texas, Texas, Texas. Hayden saying Oklahoma. Chester saying New Mexico. Marge saying Texas. And Corinne saying Texas. The correct answer is Texas.
Yes.
Which I believe makes Chester our loser.
Oh!
And puts Steve, Maggie Hudlow, Corey, and Hayden in the next round. Is that right, Phil?
You are correct.
Wow. Chester.
Chester, you know what, dude?
Tejos.
I was with you till I got to thinking about pecans.
Yeah, that's what...
Because like Jesse Griffith all fired up about pecans all the time and shit.
They're
people
native.
Selling them on the side of the road there.
And they're native to that area.
Yeah. And
that's a very pecan country.
It'd be hatched chili if
yeah.
it was New
yeah,
Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Right, that. Chilies. Like,
no, no. Listen.
Tortilla chips.
I almost wrote it and I was like, but I've never seen a pecan in New Mexico. They might be there, but it's not like a big deal. Yeah.
Maggie, you had a fire second half.
Yeah.
First half. You had a fire second half.
I'm not going to lie. I thought about Texas too, and I was just
too obvious.
Watching Maggie play, I was reminded of the 1980 face off between the Soviets and America in the Olympics and ice hockey.
Man, that was
Miracle
that was
on
a,
Ice.
Do you believe in miracles?
God, that movie's awesome.
Yes.
Honored.
Dude, yeah,
that
just,
was big.
I just tanked.
I think we had Maggie had one right through the first five, and I think Chester started off 3-for-3, maybe.
Yeah. He was rolling a perfect game.
Yeah.
Wow.
So was it luck? Was it luck or did he get cocky?
Or is I mean Maggie's just the Kurt Russell of the company. Everyone says so.
Yeah,
that's right. Chester did not lose it. Maggie won it. Also, Hayden is our winner. This is his first ever victory.
Yay!
With pretty authoritative victory. How many did you get? 8 right?
7.
7. That's great. Hayden, you get to choose where the $500 donation goes. So what's it going to be?
Can I pick a specific chapter of an organization?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to donate to the Gallatin chapter of Trout Unlimited.
What do you like about that?
That they like
that
trout in the area
waters?
That I live. Yep.
That's good.
Well, that's nice. What I like. And it's like, we're in like a mecca of fly fishing, so it's like kind of like the heart of it. So I don't know.
It's good. Congrats on your first win. We have Hayden, Steve, Maggie, and Corey moving on to the final episode next week. Tune in there for more Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins.
End with that.
Hey, I'm excited to share our newest sponsor here on the Meat Eater Podcast, which is Poncho Outdoors. The reason I'm excited is I buy their shirts anyways. Dude, they make some good shirts. And they even have an option where if you're like a skinny dude, you can click like the skinny dude thing. It's great. Based in Austin, Texas, Poncho is committed to crafting the world's best outdoor shirts for men. Poncho is only sold on their own website. So head over to ponchooutdoors.com. Use code MEATEATER for a free hat or t-shirt with any purchase of a shirt. Poncho offers free shipping and returns, so you can try them out risk-free. Hey, if you follow wildlife news at all, you're probably aware that the island of Maui has an incredible abundance of axis deer, so much so that they're causing ecological damage. Well, Maui Nui venison
is thinning out some of those Axis deer herds and delivering venison sticks and fresh cuts to your door. Visit MauiNuiVenison.com. That's MauiNuiVenison.com. Use promo code MeatEater for 20% off your order.